Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day.
Today we'll be learning Hilchot Deot Perek Aleph. The word Deot in modern Hebrew means opinions, but that's not what the Rambam means in Hilchot Deot. He uses the word Deot for what we would call Midot, or character traits. The central mitzvah which animates the first five chapters of Hilchot Deot is that of molding one's character to be similar to God. V'halachta bidrachav, literally, go in God's ways. As in the first chapters of Hilchot Yesodei HaTorah, the Rambam here is very influenced by Aristotle, who saw character traits as lying along a spectrum with two extremes, generous and miserly, cowardly and reckless, and so forth for each trait. The ideal, according to Aristotle, is to adopt what is called the golden mean, that is, the middle point between the two extremes. The Rambam, broadly speaking, adopts this model, but with significant modifications, as we'll see. He adds a higher ideal to be slightly away from the exact middle between the extremes. He identifies two traits in which Chazal felt that one extreme is actually the ideal, so as to be as far as possible from the other very dangerous extreme. And most importantly, he suffuses this philosophy with religious meaning by identifying his modified version of the golden mean with the mitzvah of V'halachta bidrachav. This is an excellent example of the Rambam borrowing philosophical ideas from the secular literature and incorporating them into his religious worldview. Halacha Aleph. Deot harbe yesh lechol echad v'echad b'mnei ha'adam. Everyone has many different character traits. V'zo mishune mizo ruchokam enu biyoter. Different people can have very different traits from others. Yesh adam shu bal chema ko'es tamid, v'yesh adam sh'dato miyushevet ala v'eino ko'es klal, v'im ka'as yich'os ka'as ma'at b'chama shanim. There are some people who get angry very easily, and there are others who are very calm and don't get angered at all, except maybe once every few years. V'yesh adam shu gival lev biyoter, v'yesh shu shafal ruach ad ma'od. There are those who are very proud, and then there are those who are very humble. V'yesh shu bal tava, lo tisbal nafsho mehaloch betavata, v'yesh shu tohor guf biyoter, lo itave afilu dvarim matim shaguf tarich be'lehem. There are those who have strong physical desires for food and the like, and then there are others who have what the Rambam calls a pure body, meaning that he is free from all desires for even that small amount that the body needs to stay healthy. V'yesh bal nefesh rechava, there are those who are very, very greedy. Shlo tisbal nafsho mikol mamon ha'olam, kinyan shenemar ohev kesef lo isba kesef, like the pasuk in Kohelet that says that the more money a person has, the more he wants. V'yesh mekatzer, shadeo afilu davar ma'at, shlo yisapek lo, lo yadof lasi kol tzarko. On the other extreme, there are those for whom it suffices to have just a little bit, and they won't chase even after what they really need. V'yeshu misagef atzmo bera'av, v'kovetz al yado, v'ino ochel pruta mishalo, ela b'tzar gadol. There are those who are miserly and will go hungry rather than spending any money on food. V'yeshu ma'bed kol mamono b'yado ledato. And then there are those who are so profligate that they'll just spend all they have. V'adrachim elu sha'ar kol adeot. And so too for other character traits, kigon meholel v'onein, v'chilai v'shoa, v'achzeri v'rachman, v'rach leva v'amitz lev, v'chol kevtze behen. Four other examples the Rambam brings here of traits in which there is a spectrum of possibilities are number one, how happy a person is, anywhere from extremely happy to extremely somber, how giving a person is, from very stingy to very giving, how much mercy a person demonstrates, from cruel to merciful, and how brave he is, from cowardly to very brave. Halacha bet, v'yesh bein kol de'a v'de'a ha'rechoka mena b'katzeh acher, de'ot binoniot, zo rechoka mizo. Between the two extremes, there's a whole spectrum of possible traits. V'chol ha'de'ot, yesh mehen de'ot she'hein la'adam mitchilat b'riyato, lefi teva gufo. And the Rambam now gets into the question of what's the source of every trait that a person has. Some traits a person is born with. V'yesh mehen de'ot she'tivo shel adam ze mechuvan v'atid lekabel otam b'mira yater mishar ha'de'ot. Then there are those that a person is naturally going to incline to because of his nature as he grows. And then there are traits that a person didn't have at all from when he was born or growing up, but he acquired them from others. Or he had some thought and decided to develop this trait. Or he heard about a certain trait that's a good trait to have, and he trained himself to go with that trait. This is interesting that the Rambam is sort of weighing in on this question of nature versus nurture. Where do all of our traits come from? And he essentially says that some traits we are born with or are genetically destined to acquire, whereas others we acquire on our own from our surroundings or our own decisions. Halacha Gimel. Shnei ktsavot harechakot zo mizo shebechol de'a v'de'a einan derech tova. The two extremes in each trait are not the proper path. He should not go in them, he should not train himself to adopt either of these extremes. If he finds that he is naturally pulled towards one extreme, or if he finds that he's already, through bad habits or whatever else, adopted one of these extremes in some trait, he should pull away from that extreme and bring himself back to the good path or the straight path, the Derech HaYishara, which the Rambam is about to explain in the next halacha. Halacha Dalad. What is this Derech HaYishara, this proper path that a person should go on? Himida beinonit shebechol de'a v'de'a mikol de'ot sheyesh la'adam. V'hiya de'ashi rechoka mishnei ktsavot richuk shaveh ve'ina krova lo lazo v'lo lazo. A person should take the exact middle between the two extremes in each trait. Ulefichach tzivu chachamim arishonim shehe adam sham deotav tamid umesher otam umechaven otam baderech haemtzait kidei shehe shalem. And therefore, Chazal commanded that a person should evaluate. Sham means to evaluate his traits constantly and see if they're right in the middle. And if not, he should adjust them to be in the middle in order to be perfect. Ketzad lo yeh bal chema noach lichos. He shouldn't be very quick to anger. On the other hand, he shouldn't be completely insensitive and not feeling anything in response to something which angers him. He should be somewhere in between. He should not get angry except on some major problem which is appropriate to get angry about. So that whatever it was that incurred his wrath should not happen again. Person should desire those things that the body needs and can't live without. Tzadik ochel lesova nafsho. Pasuk in Mishlei that a tzaddik eats what he needs to live. And a person should not engage in work and business except for what he needs to be able to survive. Pasuk in Tehillim that for a tzaddik a little bit suffices. It said about the Chafetz Chaim that he would go to work in his store in the morning, and as soon as he earned whatever money he needed for that day, he would close up shop and spend the rest of the day learning Torah. He shouldn't be too miserly. On the other hand, he shouldn't be too generous and give out all of his money. He should give tzedakah based on what he's able to, and lend out money to those who need it. He shouldn't be overly boisterous and animated. At the same time, he shouldn't be overly sad and somber. He should be happy and at ease, with a pleasant disposition. And so too with all traits, and this is the manner of the Chachamim. Anyone who has these middle average traits, the ones in the middle between the two extremes, that person is called a chacham, a sage. Halacha hei, umishu medagdek al atzmo biyoter, vitarchek midea beinonit ma'at litzad zeh litzad zeh, nikra chasid. Here the Rambam is introducing a new idea, that there's a higher level in the chacham, and that is the chasid, who deviates slightly in one direction or the other. What the Rambam seems to mean here is that within every trait, even though both extremes are bad, but one extreme is better than the other. We'll give examples in a moment, but the Rambam is saying here that someone who deviates from the exact middle and moves slightly towards the better of the two extremes, that person is called a chassid, an especially pious person. Ketzad, the Rambam gives an example. Mishi trachek mi gova halev ad hakatzeh acharon v'yashafal ruach biyoter nikra chassid v'zohi midat chassidut. Someone who deviates from right in the middle between pride and humility, closer towards the side of humility, he's called a chassid. We'll actually see in the next parak that the Rambam might believe it's best to go more than just a little bit away from the middle towards the side of humility, but that is the manner of chassidut, of being an especially
pious person.
Vim nitrachek ad ha'emtza bilvad, v'ye anav nikra chacham, v'zohi midat chochma. If he is exactly in the middle, then he is called anav, a modest person, and that is the earlier level we mentioned of being a chacham, a sage, which it seems is also fine, but someone who wants to go that extra mile can move a little towards being more humble and be a chassid.
And so too with other character traits. The original chachamim would adjust their traits towards one of the two extremes, which the Rambam refers to here as the first extreme and the last extreme, the Katzeh Rishon and the Katzeh Acharon. It's not entirely clear what he means by each of those. However, from the use of the term Katzeh Acharon just a few lines ago in this halacha, and again in the beginning of Perek Gimel, Katzeh Acharon seems to be a reference to a deficiency of a certain trait, and Katzeh Rishon is an abundance of a certain trait. And what he's saying here is that sometimes it's better to go in the direction of deficiency, and sometimes better to go in the direction of abundance. So the Lecha Mishnah brings two examples on the trait of chasing after physical pleasure. A person should be in the middle, that's a chacham, but to be a chassid would be to go slightly towards the katzeh acharon, of deficiency, of doing a little less than right in the middle of chasing after physical pleasure. On the other hand, on the trait of being giving versus being stingy, so being stingy is the deficiency, the katzeh acharon, being giving is the abundance, the katzeh rishon, and so it would be better to go a little towards the giving side, the katzeh rishon. And the Rambam ends off, v'zehu lifni mishurat ha-din. Now, lifni mishurat ha-din is a concept which comes up in other areas of halacha where a person goes beyond what is strictly required of him. So the classic example is a situation where a person finds a lost object, and based on the laws of Hashavat Aveda, he doesn't really need to return it, because it can be assumed that the person who lost it has given up on it, or because the finder is exempt for whatever reason. But he decides he's going to return it anyway. So Lifni Meshurat HaDin is like this ethical level where a person does beyond what's strictly required of him. What the Rambam seems to mean here is that someone who adjusts his character traits, like a chassid does, he is the kind of person who is then able to do Lifni Meshurat HaDin, to act in this especially ethical manner beyond what is strictly required.
ומצווים אנו ללכת בדרכים אלו הבינוניים, והם הדרכים הטובים והישרים, שנאמר בהלכה בדרכיו. Here the Rambam identifies everything he said until now as a mitzvah. The mitzvah to walk in the way of God, בהלכה בדרכיו, that mitzvah is to go in these middle paths. הלכה וו, כך למדו בפירוש מצווה זו, מהו נקרא חנון אף אתה היה חנון, מהו נקרא רחום אף אתה היה רחום, מהו נקרא קדוש אף אתה היה קדוש. Here he's quoting the Gemara that says that what does הלכה בדרכיו mean? That just as God is merciful, we should be merciful, just as God is giving, we should be giving, and just as God is holy, we should be holy. But again, the Gemara doesn't say anything about
general character traits and the extremes and the ideal of going in the middle. That is the Rambam's explanation of what the Gemara means, and more generally, developing the character, which is a fulfillment of Halacha Bidrachav.
V'alderech zo kar'u ha-nevi'im lakel b'chol tana kinuyim. Erech ha-payim v'rav chesed, tzadik v'yashar, tamim, gibor v'chazak v'chayetze behen, l'odiyah she'il drachim tavot v'yisharim heim, v'chayav adam la'anig atzmo behen ul'hidamot kefi kocho. The nevi'im refer to God through these kinds of attributes of being patient, of being giving, merciful, being righteous, being honest, being complete, being strong. They're not describing God himself. The Rambam in the Morne Nebuchim elaborates on the fact that God himself cannot be described in any positive sense, because any description would only serve to limit God. Rather, the Nevi'im describe God in this way to emphasize that these are the appropriate traits reflected in God's actions and those that we should try to emulate in this mitzvah of Halacha B'drachav.
Halacha Zayin, Chitzad Yargil Adam Atzmo B'deot Eilu Ad Sheyikav Ubo, Yaseh V'yishneh V'yishalesh Masim B'shoseh Al Pi HaDeot HaEmtzayot, V'yachzor Behem Tamid.
How should a person train himself to have these proper traits?
He needs to
do actions that exemplify these traits and to repeat them over and over. When these actions that reflect these traits become second nature for him and so easy to do, that means that these traits have really become embedded in his personality.
Shanu Chavim Lelechet Ba, Nikrei Derech Zo, Derech Hashem, V'ishalimda Avraham Avinu Levanav. This path that the Rambam described in this perek is what's called Derech Hashem, and this is what Avram taught his children. Shemar ki dativ l'man asher yitzaveh panav v'pitoach harav v'shamru Derech Hashem l'asot tzedakah mishpat. In Parashat Vayera, Hashem speaks about Avram as someone who teaches his children Derech Hashem. And the Rambam understands that Derech Hashem is exactly the kind of character development that he explained in this chapter. V'ha'olech b'derech zo mevi tova u'bracha la'atzmo, sh'namar l'man havi Hashem al Avram et asher diber alav. The continuation of that same pasuk says that God brings a blessing on all those who act in this way that Avram taught his children, and therefore that's the way we should follow.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's perek of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next perek.